With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nine survivors of the October 7th Hamas terror attack on southern Israel have filed a federal lawsuit against the Hamas-supported Students for Justice in Palestine and its parent organization. The suit argues that the groups are working in the U.S., quote, as collaborators, propagandists for Hamas to intimidate, convince, and recruit uninformed, misguided, and impressionable college students. Group is behind the protests popping up on college campuses. As violent pro-Hamas demonstrators continue to clash with police on campuses nationwide, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the chaos must end. In an interview with Salem Radio Network, Johnson says something needs to change at America's universities.
You know, chaos and anarchy are not American values. And what's happening on these university campuses is outrageous. It's dangerous. You've seen it result and devolve into violence. It must be stopped. And these administrators have allowed this to descend into chaos. They need to lose their jobs, and we have to bring order to the chaos, and Congress will do it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on his weekly news program This Week on the Hill later this morning on the Salem News Channel and on radio stations nationwide. Also at SRNnews.com, drivers suffer another day of traffic jams and detours in Connecticut.
Nerves continue to fray in hours of traffic jams on and around the main artery linking New England and New York. The highway remains shut down in both directions after Thursday morning's three-vehicle wreck in which a gasoline tanker burst into flames that engulfed an I-95 overpass above the wreck. Officials hope to get that section of I-95 going in both directions on Monday. About 160,000 vehicles travel that section of I-95 a day. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Americans have some strange beliefs.
A new poll from Arizona Christian University reveals that 31% of adults think that animals, plants, and inanimate objects possess a unique spirit just as humans do. 46% believe that humans are born without sin and become either good or bad based on the decisions they make in life. And 23% think only science can determine what is true. Many Americans who call themselves Christians share these beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of an abortion amendment in South Dakota have submitted more signatures than required to make the ballot this fall. The effort echoes similar actions in other states where voters have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, including California, Michigan, Ohio, and Vermont. Abortion will appear on several other state ballots this year. South Dakota currently outlaws the procedure except to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. The Republican National Committee is suing to stop Nevada from being able to count mail ballots received in election offices after Election Day.
State law allows the counting of ballots received up to 4 business days after Election Day if they were postmarked before the end of voting. The RNC's federal lawsuit contends this violates the U.S. Constitution's provision there is only one day for Election Day. The suit is one of several trying to end the practice of counting mail ballots received after Election Day, which is legal in 19 states. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Arizona Supreme Court rules that the Arizona Republican Party's lawsuit challenging the post-election hand count process in 2020 was not groundless or filed in bad faith, and the party does not have to pay attorney's fees for the Secretary of State's office. The unanimous ruling overturns decisions by a trial court judge and the Arizona Court of Appeal that ordered the GOP and its attorneys to pay legal fees for the state to defend the case. More details at SRNnews.com.